And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. What leads to a loss of love? What leads to a loss of love? Plus, we examine the latest Michigan news. You better believe there's plenty of it. The professor of retirement, our own Marty Schneider, joins us live, and then we're going to close it out with today's Facebook post, Remember the Wonders.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just television. Oh, wait. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back, but stand by for SRN News.
More local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Breaking news from SRN News. I'm Val Dior. Dylan Roof has been sentenced to death for killing 9 black church members during a Bible study in a racially motivated attack. The first person to face execution for federal hate crime convictions. A jury deliberated his sentence for about 3 hours, capping a trial in which Roof did not fight for his life nor show any remorse. Retired Marine General John Kelly says securing the borders will be his top priority as Secretary of Homeland Security.
As for President-elect Trump's plans to build a wall along the southern border.
Physical barrier in and of itself will not do the job. It has to be really a layered defense.
That includes fighting the root causes of illegal immigration.
I believe the defense of the southwest border really starts about 1,500 miles south.
Kelly has vowed to work with our southern neighbors as far south as Peru to fight drug trafficking.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. President Obama will have an eye to the future when he delivers his farewell speech tonight. It starts at 9 Eastern time. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
When he steps on stage at Chicago's McCormick Place Convention Center, the president hopes to speak to all Americans, including those who voted for Donald Trump. White House aides say Mr. Obama will not simply recite a history of the last 8 years, but deliver a forward-looking speech. Previewing his speech on Facebook, the president said he will urge Americans not to lose faith in their future. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The latest in an onslaught of winter storms bearing down on California, a life-threatening blizzard for the Sierra Nevada, and a new round of flooding for Northern California river towns where thousands remain under evacuation orders. Forecasters warn up to 8 feet of snow in the highest mountains with up to 5 feet of snow around the resorts of Lake Tahoe. There's also a high risk of avalanches and the threat of wind gusts of over 50 miles an hour. The Dow down 32 today, the NASDAQ up 20, the S&P unchanged. SRN News.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
This is Albert Mohler for townhall.com. President-elect Donald Trump continues to make news with his nominations. One confirmation battle to watch is that of current Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, selected by President-elect Trump as the new administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency. The Washington Post and others on the secular left are making their case against the nomination. The Washington Post declared, quote, "A man who rejects settled science on climate change should not lead the EPA." They cite a statement made by Pruitt in National Review magazine back in May when he wrote that debate on climate change is, quote, "far from settled," end quote. He also went on to say that debate should be encouraged. Attorney General Pruitt does not deny that there is a human impact on the climate. He doesn't deny what's now called the reality of climate change. He says that the debate is not settled and the degree and extent of global warming is not yet fully known. Attorney General Scott Pruitt ought to be confirmed, and the debate over climate ought to be encouraged. I'm Albert Mohler.
What if I could tell you when an earthquake would hit? Unfortunately, I can't. But shouldn't you be ready anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Ooh, guess what we're getting ready to do? Uh-oh. First of all, big props, a big shout-out to Steve Wheeler, Whitefields Ministries, whitefields.org, does another fantastic job, brought a wonderful gift for my wife and I. Just really appreciate that, but just another great job every time he gets on the radio. That's why I have him fill in for me. He's just got that right spirit, you know, that just gospel, gospel, gospel. And he's fun, too. So it's gospel, 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 which is important. All right, so we're getting ready to give away some tickets to a comedy show. Yay! This Friday, there's a comedy show at Amazing Grace Church. They're celebrating Pastor Sean's birthday. He's a whopping 37. I don't want to talk about that. The bottom line is you got four different comedians, Christian comedians, Brian April, Josh Lawson, Lisa Gilbert, Brandon Young, coming in. It's a comedy night. It's going to be a great opportunity to have fellowship and just to relax, unwind, and have a good time. Normally, tickets are $10 a piece. We're giving away two tickets. $10 a piece, so we're giving away $20 worth of tickets, but it's on will call, kind of the best thing, so you don't have to come down to the station. You don't have to get an Uber car or a cab or have somebody drop you off by helicopter. That's kind of nice. You can just simply call in and answer the most significant question of the day. Ready? Here you go. I know you're listening. Here you go. Steve Wheeler. What's Steve's first name? Steve Wheeler. What's Steve's first name? 866-K-PRAISE. You better know the answer. You don't get tickets if you don't. 866-K-PRAISE. 866-577-2473. If you talk to Tugboat Todd, do me a favor. He's looking for name. I think it's just name and phone number, right? You don't really need more than that. So if you do call, it's like name and phone number. Name and phone number, okay? Don't really want to know about, you know, that, you know, little dog that you saw walking up the street that's got the cute little collar. It'd be a great picture for Facebook. No. Okay? 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. A pair of tickets for a comedy night at Amazing Grace Church this Friday night. Let me give you the info. It's 7 to 10 p.m. The doors open at 7, which means whenever. The comics are speaking from 7:30 to 9, so that's where you go. And then at 9 o'clock until they're done, it's happy birthday cake for Pastor Sean, plus dessert, which is probably the birthday cake, I would guess. Get more information if you don't want to pay and you just want to, or if you don't want to get free tickets and you want to pay and support the church, you just go to AmazingGraceSD.com. AmazingGraceSD.com. But if you want some tickets, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. We will keep these available only for this segment. So if you are like, ooh, I can call anytime. No, you can't. Another announcement I do want to make while we get right on top of it is I had Alvin Helm send me an email from Carlsbad Community Church. Hi, Pastor Alvin. How you doing? They're doing a night of worship Friday night, January 27th. They've got a pretty cool happening. Carlsbad Community Church Worship Center. It's in Carlsbad, pretty close to everybody, 3175 Harding Street. If you want to get more information, there's a couple of different ways to do it, but I encourage you. It's like an awake night of worship. They're inviting North County together for a time of singing praise to God with the opportunity of prayer, communion, and fellowship throughout the night. They have no desire to be taking people from other churches and transplanting them in their church. That's not what they're doing. They're simply looking for some unification and unity in the greater body of Christ in North County. You really want to check them out. It's worthwhile. And the Carlsbad Community Church is a great church. You can just go on to Google and type in Carlsbad Community Church or a number of other ways to get in touch with them. I encourage you to check it out. It will be a blessing. And I think he sent me a video. So I'm going to have to kind of check out the video and see what they got rocking and rolling there. So different events taking place. We have different things going on in our Christian community, which is important for all of us to be aware of. You know, when I was a younger Christian in Phoenix, Arizona, I went to a church off a street called Harvard Street. And it's really funny because there was nothing to do. There were only a couple of mega churches just kind of starting out. So it was a long way away. Phoenix First Assembly was a long way away from where they are now and not a lot going on. And we used to go to a thing called Hand in Hand. And it was a gathering where they'd either do Christian comedians or Christian worship acts or actual, you know, bands like Randy Stonehill and, you know, Phil Keaggy and all these bands. And they would play and you would go there and then everybody would go in and sit on the carpet and then we would listen and then they'd do a break in between. And at the end of it, they'd do like an altar call and people got saved every week. It was so much fun. It was just like Christianity was so cool. It was like the you know, almost like a raw form of the simplicity of the gospel. And isn't that one of the worst things that has happened in the process of everybody developing as a Christian? Is the simplicity gets lost so quickly. And what goes in place of simplicity? Programs, which some programs are good, but you can't substitute Holy Spirit for programs. You know, membership drives. We've got, you know, the friendship drive, been involved in the friendship drive. And there's nothing wrong with the outreach, but sometimes you just get together and, you know, read the word and listen to some Christian music and play some Christian music and, you know, get up there and share. It's so great when the Christian life is pure and simple. Makes me think of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, where Paul said, Don't be removed from the simplicity that's in Christ. And that was his concern, that Satan would remove them from the simplicity that's in Jesus. You know, if you want to get into theology, I'm into theology. So I like some of that deeper, you know, thought process, and I enjoy that. But not at the expense of just going to church and worshiping the Lord. Because that is the coolest thing. What do you think is going to happen when we get up to heaven? I mean, you know there's going to be some form of worship in the Lord when we get there. The angels are worshiping now. The pictures from Revelation, the 24 elders, and some say it's, you know, that represents this group and that represents this group. It doesn't matter. You can see what's going on in heaven. They're worshiping the Lord. What do you think happens when you worship the Lord now? When you worship the Lord now, don't you think you're connecting a little just to heaven? And what I'm talking about is just the simplest things. How about the simplicity of offering up the most earnest prayer and having that prayer answered? Isn't that a fantastic moment in your life? When you just pray, Lord, I really need some wisdom. I need a breakthrough here. I don't know how you're going to provide. I need something to happen here. And then somehow, some way, it gets answered. Isn't that fantastic? Isn't that just one of the greatest elements? It's the simplicity of the Christian faith. I know we make it complex, and the gospel, it can get complex. It can get that way. But don't let anything in your Christian walk become complex at the expense of the simpleness of enjoying fellowship with God through Jesus Christ. It's the best. The best. And that's one of the things we're going to do for all eternity. We're going to spend time with God. You're not going to spend it on a cloud playing a harp, reading magazines. The Lord's about doing things. Have you ever noticed that God does things? Right? He creates. Right? Then he puts life on, and then you get to see what takes place, and he demonstrates his insights and his wisdom. We're going to enjoy God forever as we get to know him and as we, you know, grow in him and develop in him. And you're going to spend eternity with God. If you have a hard time spending time with God now, how do you think it's going to be in eternity? Yikes. Right? We need to enjoy the most simplistic part of our faith. God himself. For it is the chief end of man, and we are made for his glory. And you can come up with all the programs you want, come all the church growth you want. You know, everybody can grow a church. You know, Reverend Mooney grew a church. That doesn't mean anything. What means something is connecting to the Lord. Connect. He's just waiting for his kids to hang. Waiting for them to hang out with him. He loves us. He's going to spend eternity with us. How great. All right, so when we come back, I'll try to get into the DDD. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, "Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel, I can get her done." Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
A new year has begun. Today, some ideas on making it less stressful. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Sarah Landrum, writing for Crosswalk.com, offers several suggestions for keeping your cool in 2017. Here are a few. When dealing with rambunctious little ones, stick to your no. But don't say no only because of inconvenience. Be open to yes and keep reading and reaching out to others for support. Declutter your life. Clutter affects the ability to focus, and when you're dealing with a family's worth of clutter, that's chaos for your sanity. Leading a simplistic lifestyle places you closer to God and helps you focus on family and the values that matter. Take control of cranky commutes. Landrum offers, when someone cuts you off, it's natural to become reactive. But before you become aggressive, stop and breathe. Inject calm into your cranky commutes. Focus on your immediate surroundings and what's within your direct control. Find some me time. When you imagine the entirety of your to-do list, me time is never written down. It's hard to imagine when you'll ever get something so luxurious. Taking time for yourself is not vain or selfish. Take breaks between exhausting activities and sleep and eat properly. And rein in your money worries. Money is a stressor. Focus on financial goals instead. Contact your local banker for help and don't be afraid to reach out to community support systems. Well, these days, health insurance is incredibly expensive, especially if you don't have coverage through your employer. If you're concerned about the costs or the ethical dilemmas of insurance, here's great news. There's an affordable, God-honoring alternative called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable, biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know, really, that if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Okay, so Todd, Tugboat Todd, while I'm talking to you, I got a little information.
Okay.
So it's always good to get information while you're talking to somebody. Here's what the information is. San Diego, we just found out we did a fantastic job working with Focus on the Family, my friend Jim Daly, and fans who did the best job of any radio station of our size.
Awesome.
In the country.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah.
Good job, people. Good job. That is fantastic news. We just think that's great. All right, so much going on. Don't forget, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. If you're looking, Steve was going to bring this up, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it. But Steve was going to bring up the book, hisappointment.com, Church Disappointment, His Appointment. He was going to encourage people to check it out, and I encourage people to do so because I think it'll be a blessing for people that are just trying to figure out how to get back in. And we have many of those people that listen to this show. We have a stat that came out of a recent – they did these recent statistics on a Gallup poll and on a Barna poll, and the information came out that 30 to 40% of people that listen – the Christian radio don't attend church on a regular basis, which is like, wow, it's an enormous amount. Now, the only question I had about the poll is what does regular basis mean? Because, you know, sometimes getting polls, the questions can be kind of different when they don't interpret those elements. But here's what I would say. If you're a person who's been out of church and just trying to find your way back in, then that book is a perfect book for you to read. Because that's what it's about. It's about the challenge of being hurt in the process of church. But recognizing that God takes everything that's in your life and utilizes it for good and works it and weaves it in such a way that even my experience, where it was a terrible cult-like church, turned out to be something that God used as a catalyst to motivate me that much more, give me that much more of a pursuit and a desire for understanding, education, wisdom in Scripture and in fellowship. And kept me in ministry. So anything can be used. You think, well, even the most horrendous relationship, I cannot begin to tell you how many stories I have already heard about people who've gone through loss of people in their lives that have motivated them. So yeah, everything and anything. God is amazing. Have no doubt in your mind. Okay, let's get into what we consider to be the toughest part of the show. We will do our best to not overly make fun of it, nor overly spiritualize it, nor overly get serious about it. Let's do Meshuggah News right now.
Oy, it's so humid. Oy, it's so humid. Oy, it's so humid.
The Meshuggah News.
The
Meshuggah News.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I think it's funny. And every once in a while, I need that because, you see, one of the things we did talk about is that things, if you're watching politics, you're watching the news, you know, you already know. You know, if you're happy that Donald Trump won or if you're not happy that he won, doesn't matter. No matter what was going to happen, no matter who was going to win, it was going to get nastier and nastier. So we just want to kind of deal with that the best way we can and recognize, do not get too caught up in this part of it. If you get too caught up in this part of it, this part of politics, you'll be so sucked into the worldly elements, you're going to miss the kingdom opportunities. Don't do that. All right. That being said, you still have to deal with some of this, and some of it you can't believe. Michelle Obama had something interesting to say. She said, our fundamental belief in hope has allowed us to rise above the voices of anger. And I'm sitting there going, yes, it seems like there's more anger now that the news reports. Now, maybe it's because the news is focusing on it. But, you know, I think that there's a lot of anger that's taking place right now in society, which is not a good thing. The fact that the anger is growing is not a good thing. People are holding on to that anger, and that anger is turning into sin. Then President Barack Obama said, well, I promise you that race relationships have gotten better in the last 8 years. And I'm trying to find that. And you maybe you do think that, and it is possible. I think they should be getting better, and I wish they would be getting better. But this is the one that got me off guard, so you have to bear with me. CNN's Don Lemon on the Chicago gentleman who tortured that person that they think was, not mentally altogether there. He said it's not evil, it's bad parenting. And I'm thinking, then every incident of violence that is useless is bad parenting. And you know, there's a part of me that thinks he's partly right. Not that it's not hatred and not that it's not evil. It is hatred and it is evil what those four people did. But it is also terrible parenting that has raised a generation of people that don't care. They don't care. They just want to express their anger. They have no self-control. And I've got news for you. The generation that is ruled by its children is the generation that's in demise. And when we let people go unchecked because there's no parenting going on, we're hurting our society tremendously. Tremendously. All right, last two things I want to cover because we're not going to spend a lot of time on this. One, the United Nations is sponsoring schools that are using anti-Israel textbooks. And I got nothing to say except for why? Isn't that promotion of that same hatred and anger? I just don't get it. They're just anti-Israel textbooks. So the next thing you're going to see in America is anti-American textbooks. But this was the gem of the day. And I think anybody can speak to this. Get that. I cannot believe this. You got to work with me. In fact, you need to pray for me because this is the one that I don't really get. Dan Rather is teaching an online course. Did you hear about this, Tugboat Todd? Dan Rather is teaching an online course for a college. He's calling himself a legend, which in a sense he is. You know what the title of the course is? Truth in News. I'm not kidding you. Truth in News is being taught by Dan Rather. I'm working through that, and folks, you got to give me a few minutes. I'm working through that because it just seems to me like maybe that would not be the right person to teach the truth on news since he did that false story on President Bush. Okay. Here's what I love about it all, right? Wait, truth in news. So I'm going to teach a class, how to be a Gentile. That's my class. Come to my class. I can tell you all about it. Why? Because I don't know anything about it, but I can teach you. Come on over. Come on. It's like, wait, it's truth and news. It's like, am I missing something? Did I just miss the connect there?
What? Well, I'm teaching ballet at the same college.
This is kind of like did you hear the thing where the students are demanding sanctuary campuses? Did you hear about that?
Yes.
My only comment to that is, who cares what a student wants? I mean, who cares? When did you go to school and you in the ninth grade said, well, I want a Rally's burger. I don't want an In-N-Out burger from the school. Who cares what you want? I just don't know. So when they get to be 18 and they can vote and their parents are still paying for their school, then what they say, that counts? I'm still lost there. Do the parents not know this is going on? Are they just like, if your child went to school and your child was protesting and your child didn't go to class and your child said, I demand this, how would you respond? I know how I'd respond. I would respond with, you know, a small amount of hopefully Christian maturity. And that would be this. The checkbook is off your life. It's like you get no money. If you're not going to go to school, you're not going to take your class, you're not going to do what your teachers tell you in the sense of learning. What did I send you to school for? I could have just sent you to summer camp. That would have been cheaper.
Is it bad that when they're asking for their safe places, all I can think of the Hunchback of Notre Dame going, sanctuary, sanctuary.
That's hilarious. Folks, the reason that we look at this and mock this and somewhat make fun of this, and we do mock this, is because if you buy into this and go down this rabbit hole, you will smack your head against the wall until your head is squished. Don't do it. This is not where truth lies. This is where a form of entertainment, although warped, and a form of bizarre worldly behavior lies. Don't fall into the trap of making this your breath. It should be something that you push off your shoulder like bad dander. Okay, got it. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back with our good friend Marty Schneider. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience. From K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
It's never too soon to be kind.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David Roper. Some say that the American writer Anne Herbert scribbled the phrase, "Practice random acts of kindness and senseless acts of beauty," on a placemat at a restaurant in 1982. This sentiment has since been popularized through film and literature and has become a part of our vocabulary. The question is, why? Why should we show kindness to others? For those who follow Jesus, the answer is clear: to show the tender mercy and kindness of God. There's an Old Testament example of that principle in the story of Ruth, the immigrant from Moab. She was a foreigner living in a strange land whose language and culture she didn't understand. Furthermore, she was desperately poor, utterly dependent on the charity of a people who took little notice of her. There was one Israelite, however, who showed Ruth grace and spoke to her heart. He allowed her to glean in his fields, but more than that simple charity, he showed her by his compassion the tender mercy and loving kindness of God, the one under whose wings she could take refuge. She became Boaz's bride, part of the family of God, and one in a line of ancestors that led to Jesus, who brought salvation to the world. We never know what one act of kindness done in Jesus' name will do. Now you can get Our Daily Bread delivered fresh to your inbox. Sign up for the email devotional when you visit odb.org. That's odb.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. on our line, on our phone, towards our studio and making a connection with us, our very own Marty Schneider, the retirement professor at theretirementprofessor.com. Also, ProfessorSocialSecurity.com. Also, if you want to reach Marty, let's make it really simple for you. 800-727-PLAN, that's P-L-A-N, 800-727-7526. Marty Schneider, my good friend, how are you doing?
Hello, David. I'm doing great, buddy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Marty. I'm in the middle of my master's program, and I had all these kinds of problems yesterday looking at it, and then I figured out, wait, if I read the instructions, there's amazing things that happen.
Yeah, shocking. Yeah, that's a good call right there.
To me, my good friend, about the things that are going on in society today. I try to watch, you know, I don't know if you heard our little bit of Michigan news. You can only do so much. I can do like 5 minutes a day, and then I get sick.
Right.
Tell me what's going on, first and foremost, in the financial realms of life.
Well, you know, everybody's kind of been keeping their eye on the Dow Jones average to see if it's going to hit that 20,000 number. It hasn't yet. In fact, today it retreated just a little bit, so that hasn't happened. Of course, everybody's keeping their eye on interest rates. As you know, the Fed raised at the end of December and kind of indicated, David, that they'd be raising rates again two or three times this year. So interest rates seem to be, you know, in that kind of bottomed out and maybe kind of heading up on the curve now. I think we're going to see them, you know, bumping up a little bit. And so those are, you know, that and everybody's got their eye on the new Trump administration and see what kinds of things he's going to bring to the table and what's he going to do with taxes and what are they going to do with Social Security. And so all of those things are kind of flying around out there right now. And nobody really has answers until he, you know, takes his seat on the job here coming up pretty soon. So kind of market's on hold, waiting for that to happen.
Does a administration, this process they're going through where he's picking his cabinet and they've got the administration that they're forming, does that impact in the time they're doing it, not when it's all said and done, but in this time that they're doing the formation of it, does that make vulnerability for the financial markets?
You know, I think only to the degree that it gives some clue as to what kind of mindset this whole administration, David's going to be bringing to the table. And so you kind of have a tax-cutting mentality going on pretty much across the board, kind of fiscal conservatives. So I think in large part that's why we've seen the stock market run up since the election, and that it's been perceived to be kind of a business-friendly presidency that we're going to be experiencing, and cabinet and advisors. So I think at this point it's just more now a matter of getting them on the job and really seeing what kinds of things, you know, he can work with Congress and if they can work together and can they get some things done. So I think the big deal was after his election, and we saw that market run up from election day right through today, really, and it's all based on what they think is going to happen once he gets in office.
Is it better for our country? We just got done with 8 years of Barack Obama, and there was much more of a social, societal mentality, and now we're looking at a mentality that is definitively more business-oriented, no matter what the name-calling is on either side. I don't really even care. But in my mind, you know, Barack Obama had more of a social equalization kind of thought process, whereas Donald Trump actually has a it's a business, I want to make a buck process. And is that better for the country, or is it kind of like we need a little bit of both? How does that really work?
You know, David, boy, good question, and I think a complex question. Arguably, I mean, if in fact the Trump administration can do things like grow the economy and create jobs, all the things he's been talking about economically, if those things work and we can employ more people, then I do think that that's ultimately good for everybody, particularly for people that are trying to, you know, first-time jobs and getting out of colleges and universities looking for work. And so it grows the tax base, which should grow the tax revenue, which can add some stability to the budget and, you know, hopefully find a long-term fix for Social Security and some of the other entitlement programs. So if those things work, I think that is good for everybody. Now, you know, on the other side, I guess, you know, we want to be sensitive to the fact that the social issues are still there. And, you know, it's really been tough because I've heard people talk about, well, do we think, for example, say, race relations, have they been improved over the last 8 years? And it's hard to see where that really has, you know, improved over the Obama term. So those kinds of things, I think, are still going to be in play. And it's up to each individual in their own heart to deal with those kinds of issues.
In my mind, as I'm listening to it, I'm thinking, you know, the idea that Donald Trump has in the sense of getting the business part of it going and cutting like the corporate tax, which to me, I saw Art Laffer on the television talking about, doesn't matter what they do, if they just cut the corporate tax, it's gonna boom the economy. I mean, that was his take, and I don't know if that's accurate or not, but in that mindset, it seems to me like there would be more of an opportunity to improve some of the programs that we're using socially. But that, again, depends on the spenders, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. A great point. And, I mean, what it does is it improves the fiscal picture and the revenue picture and employs more people and brings in more tax revenue. And all of those things then depend on what the government then does with the additional revenues, and that becomes a legislative issue. So, you know, we can address them kind of simultaneously and just kind of hope that if we can grow the economy. And boy, David, this whole corporate tax thing, I just want to hit on that for a second because, you know, just the idea that we can cut the corporate taxes, which is going to keep a number of businesses here in the U.S. that might have left and keep those jobs here in the United States that might have gone to other, you know, more tax-friendly countries, that's a great thing. And also then those dollars that can get recycled in terms of hiring additional people and growing, you know, growing businesses with those dollars that we're going to tax revenue is great because the people that they employ, don't forget, they're all paying income taxes and paying into the Social Security system. And so, you know, it all works hand in hand. And I do think that dropping the corporate tax is a really, really important step here. And he's also talked about dropping personal marginal tax rates as well. But the corporate issue really is, I think, front and center right now.
Is there a safety place here, Marty, in all of this? I mean, you're going through it, and we don't know what's going to happen now. We do know we came through 8 years. For some people, like people in, you know, in Wall Street, it was a great 8 years for a lot of people, not stockholders, but for the rest of America, it was just not that great. I mean, it wasn't that great at anything. There was, you know, 1% growth or no percent growth or even 1.5% growth. Like, my mindset is there a point here where Donald Trump's the president, he has the cabinet, they're functioning, and it just – it's better, and we know it's better, and everybody's just going to go, well, it's better.
Yeah, I mean, I think the jury's still out on that, but I hope that's the case. At least, you know, David, I think what will happen ultimately is people will say, well, better from what perspective? I do think that there's a really good opportunity here, kind of in a Reagan-esque kind of a way, to improve the economy and get us back into a growth mode. And so, you know, I think if in fact that does happen, that will be deemed to be a good thing. I think where the debate will lie is what we as a culture and a country do with the increasing wealth and the increasing revenue, and do we use that in a responsible way? So, I think the jury's going to be out on that, but I do think the potential here is terrific for there to be a big impact on the economy and to get it back into a growth mode. It's been stagnant for a decade. It just hasn't done anything, and So I do think that there's a good chance there to improve things.
Now, that's what people need to be getting together with you for, is so that there can be some preparation for this, right? Because they can do something, right?
Yes, and you know, you're so right. And you know, depending upon how it all kind of shakes out and if it all works, I do think there's an opportunity that people are going to have over the next 4 or so years to participate in the growing economy if they're if they're positioned in the right way to participate in that. So. As always, David, it's a matter of really sitting down and taking a look at your individual circumstances and your individual goals and your individual time frames and time horizon and risk tolerance levels, and then putting together, based on that, a strategic plan that's going to meet the needs of you and your family. And that's where the important part of that relationship is just doing the strategic discussions to make sure that we know what the goals are and what the time horizons are, so that we have, something to shoot for.
So, and people, when they meet with you, the big word is free to meet, right?
Yes,
free.
Yes, absolutely free.
No cost.
That's, as you said, David, I've stolen your phrase. It is a checkbook free zone.
That's right.
And and I just love meeting people, and there's no obligation. Sometimes people come in and there's clearly things that I can help with, and sometimes it's not the case, and that's fine too. I make a new friend, and I'm good with that as well. But yeah, absolutely free. And I ask people to bring in their their financial lives and their shoe boxes and their statements, and let's see what they're doing and how they're doing, and see if we can't improve things by making a few strategic changes.
Excellent, Marty. Excellent job, as always. I can always count on you, brother, and I appreciate that so much. People, you got to know, you can call Marty at 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526. You can go to one of his two major websites, theretirementprofessor.com or professorsocialsecurity.com. Thank you, sir.
David, always a pleasure. Enjoyed it. God bless you, brother, and I'll catch you next week.
You got it. It's always my pleasure, too, Marty. God bless. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back with our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
If I were a bitty rich, idle diddle 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 man.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Is 2017 going to be a better year for you? It certainly could be, with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month, right? What would you do differently, knowing you had more money coming in? Wouldn't you feel a bit more secure about your life, your family, and your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality by investing and trading in the market? And the best part is, you can do all of this from your laptop or smartphone. Sound interesting? Text the word INVEST to my friends at Online Trading Academy at 57682. They want to give you a free mini tablet preloaded with the Wall Street Insider's Kit that has videos, investing articles, and even one of their most popular classes. And the best part? It's all for free when you attend their next class. Hurry, while supplies last. You must be 21 or older. Text the word INVEST to 57682 to get your free preloaded tablet with the Wall Street Insider's Kit. Text INVEST to 57682. Message and data rates may apply.
John MacArthur here with today's Portraits of Grace. A story I once read reminded me that worry is somewhat like fog. Dense fog covering seven city blocks 100 feet deep is said to contain, get this, less than one glass of water divided into 60,000 million droplets. In the right form, a few gallons of water can cripple a large city. In the same way, the things we worry about tend to be small compared to how they cripple our thinking. Someone said worry is a thin stream of fear that trickles through the mind, which if encouraged will cut a channel so wide that all other thoughts will be drained out. The Bible says not to worry. Instead, we're to trust in God and His good care. Commit yourself to worry-free living, and don't allow the fog of worry to obscure God's goodness to you as one of His portraits of grace.
Humility is not something we're born with.
or somehow acquire. Humility is a mental choice we make, and we make it every day. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Humility is a deliberate decision not to focus on self, but on the other person. It's a servant mentality. Here's the way Paul once wrote it. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. My friend, we choose to respond with humility. Authentic and gracious unselfishness.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Ooh, okay, I do want you to know, Tugboat Todd and I were just talking. We're talking about Michigan News. We're going to make a couple of changes in Michigan News because I just feel like we need to have, when we're doing Michigan News, if I just hit four or five stories that are all just down and depressing, I get depressed. So I'm a sensitive guy. Okay, and if I hear the five stories in a row, I'm doing five stories, it's depressing. So I'm going to make sure that Michigan News has a little bit more of a wild, spicy kick. That's going to be my attitude on that. For those that don't think that's a good idea, that's why there's other stations so that you can choose. In this United States of America, you have a choice. It was interesting that what Steve said, that even in Japan, where they're planting churches, and Whitefields is planting churches, you cannot own a radio station. And so they have to buy radio time. It's like, wow. We have a lot more freedom here, and we should appreciate that freedom. It is awesome indeed. Don't forget, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That is an excellent way to go about that. We are going to do our Facebook post from the other day because I didn't get a chance to do it. So I want to make sure I have that opportunity for tomorrow's show. We're going to be doing a pretty extensive teaching, plus Sam Rasul is going to be joining us. Always a good time when Sam is jumping on board. Here we go. Was that the bumper music? Was our music? So we're just going to roll with this. First Chronicles 16. First Chronicles 16, 11 through 12. You should see this gift that Steve brought me. It's just beautiful. First Chronicles 16, 11 through 12 says this. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles. Yes, we need to look to the Lord. When it says seek his face, that phrase seek is the same thing. It's really the same in Greek as it is in Hebrew, where it says seek first the kingdom of God. And it says seek here in the First Chronicles 16 passage. It's to set your mind to it. If you really want a great definition of seek, go to Colossians chapter 3. Read verse 1 and 2 in the NIV. It does do an excellent job. Set your mind to it. Set your mind to seek his face. Set your mind to his face. Keep him always before you. When you're looking at the picture of life, make sure you put a square in there for the picture of God. Or make sure you put a cross in there so you can remember to see through the eyes of Jesus. Make sure you add into your own eye, into your own sight, into your own vision, to your own perception of a situation. Make sure that you have God in the midst of that. One of the biggest mistakes we make is to look at something and not have God in the picture. Look at your circumstance without God. Now look at your circumstance with God. Tell me which is better. Tell me which one helps you prevail in faith. That's what we need to be doing. Seeking his face always, remembering the wonders he has done. Remember the wonders, because we're so afraid to say it. They're miracles. Scripture calls it a miracle. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles. God has done wonders in your life. Not only has he saved you, he's physically saved you. He's delivered you. He's healed you. He's helped you. He's got you through so many trials, so many rough waters. You need to remember those, and I need to remember those, and we need to remember those. And that helps us when we face things. Go, I've been down this territory before, and the Lord has brought me through before. He'll bring me through again. Well, I don't understand how to do it, but God has brought me through that experience before. He'll bring me through it again. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles. And he's done multiple miracles in your life because he loved you and he still loves you. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break. Then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoon and Hannity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.